Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork Volleyball, Emily Grayman. And coach, your thoughts on how the offseason went for this Warhawks volleyball team?
Yeah, the offseason was great. We had a lot of girls showing up to work on different skills and put in the work to get ready for this upcoming season. We went to Johnston, Des Moines area to... We took a varsity squad down there right before season started to scrimmage some other teams and kind of see where we're at. And I was pleasantly surprised with how things went and just the effort and the attitude for the girls. And it was great.
And how preseason practices went for your team as you started to work on that team building ahead of the start of this season?
Yeah, the girls are showing up. They were ready to work hard. You know, we did lose quite a few seniors last year, so I think the girls knew that they have to earn it and they have to prove themselves and fill those spots, and they showed up day one ready to work, and they've been doing a great job.
Some of the leaders you have seen really step up for this team as you get ready for official matches coming up.
Yeah, so we have some returners in our lineup, Briley Dickman and Abby Schoening. Abby has been in the setter role for a while, so to have her there is great. And then Briley was our middle last year, so having another hitter on there that, you know, can bring some experience and some leadership. Those girls have been doing really good at bringing the team together. And then we have some younger girls coming up to fill in those roles, and you know, they all really have just been working so hard, and you can tell they want it and they want to win and they want to do good, and they've just been doing a great job.
As seasons begin, a lot of coaches will identify a word or a message to their team that they want them to live by throughout the season. What's that this year for the Warhawks?
I think for us, you know, what we kind of preach to the girls is all in, all in. You know, go all in drills, all in practice, all in for your teammates. We talked a lot about confidence and how confidence is only built through pressure and through being uncomfortable. So by, you know, pushing yourself and pushing each other, we're going to build that confidence. We're going to be all in and see where that takes us.
For your team, as matches begin, what production looks like as far as is your team really going to be defensive-minded as you identify those hitter positions, or what that kind of looks like here this year?
Yeah, we're focusing a lot on our serving and our defense this year, and I feel like those other parts of our, you know, our game are going to show up naturally as we're working through things. But we really want to be some of the best servers and the best passers in the area. I really feel if we can have a solid defense and, you know, start the game aggressively with serves, then things are going to generally work out in our favor. So by working on those and really drilling those, then we can move on to other things and work hard on those too. But that's our main focus.
What the balance looks like for your team as the school year begins, balancing their work in practice, their work in games, and then adding classroom time to that as well now.
Yeah, we tell the girls day one that they are a student athlete and student comes first. We talk a lot about, you know, if they need help and if they you know, need extra time on stuff, that they talk to us, and we're always there to support. I think these girls, though, they do such a good job of kind of compartmentalizing it and knowing that, okay, this is volleyball, I'm focused on volleyball. At school, I'm focused on school. They are such great girls, and they work really hard in and out of the classroom, so they're just really great. But we do preach that, you know, it is kind of a tough balance. They're going to be a little tired this week, and we know that. The girls know that, but just kind of reminding them to take care of themselves, take care of their, you know, make sure they're getting a lot of sleep, making sure they're focused in class and all of that. They'll do great. They're doing a great job.
Communication is vital in volleyball because you have a fast-paced action happening. Just the chemistry you've seen with this team already before you take the court for official matches.
One of the great things about, you know, being in a small school is that these girls have been working together for a long time, and they know each other. They play other sports together. They just came off of a super successful softball season, so I do think that helps a lot them moving from one season to the next. And, you know, some of the girls might not be the exact same as on those other teams, but they're used to working with a lot of them, and I think that really helps. They're close to each other. They work hard with each other. They communicate well. I just feel it just is good. They just know how to do it, and they do it, and they want to see each other succeed, and they do a really good job.
Looking ahead to your first couple matches of the year, you officially begin the season coming up on Thursday as you'll take on Hampton Dumont Cal on the road. Your thoughts on that match to begin your season?
I love starting off playing Hampton because they always have just a solid team, and I know that by having that kind of match, we really can see where we're at and go from there. And they're close by, you know, it's just nice to be able to go there and, you know, these girls know some of those girls and to be able to play a match where it's going to be a good match and a lot of good sportsmanship and all of that, and then get a good view on what the rest of the season could look like from that match.
And then coming up on Saturday, a chance to really get some good reps in as part of this first full week. You'll take on multiple teams at Garner-Hayfield Ventura for a tournament.
Yeah, that tournament's always great. I feel like we do get to see a lot of area teams, and another, like kind of like I said, another quick look at where we're at and where we can grow. Being able to have that early in the season is so nice. So I'm just excited to see our girls get better throughout the day, but also see some other area teams that we might not get to see during the season and give us some goals for the rest of the year.
Final thoughts, Coach, is Warhawk Volleyball is back. You put in the work during the off season and the preseason, and now a chance to put it into an official game and showcase the great work you've been doing.
Yeah, I'm just excited to get started. I'm ready to see these girls in action, see all the work that we've put in, you know, out on the court, and really see what these girls can do. I'm excited to have the fans in the gym and to have everything back and just the excitement of volleyball. It's going to be a great year.
Well, Coach, thanks again for the time today, and best of luck to you and the Warhawks as you take the court for the first time here this fall.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.